Welcome, 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 welcome. You are most welcome to the Dreamer Girl podcast. My name is Gbemisola. I am your host and I am so grateful that you tuned in. This is going to be lit. Hi guys, welcome to the Dreamer Girl podcast. As always, I'm so excited and so grateful that you tuned in. So this is episode 84. Yes. Well, how have you been? How are you doing? What did you learn last week? How did you grow last week? You know, going back to what we talked about last week, you know, what has shaped your perspective on sex and how you've been acting? What has shaped your sexual behavior, your sexual expressions so far? And even beyond that, you know, why do you think the things that you think? What are your convictions and why are those your convictions? Where do you stand on all these issues? And it's okay to say no opinion, because this is an issue I don't care about like that. This is an issue that I haven't had the patience or the time to read about. That's okay too. But it's just always checking that you are making decisions that are true to who you are or to who you want to be. And you are aware of the things that you consider important and your actions are aligning with those things. So last week I was talking about, you know, blissful ignorance and, you know, there's so much actually to talk about. Like, there are so many layers to it, because it was sort of like a blanket episode, because at, you know, I'm not one for blanket statements. I know that there's so many like specific, you know, issues, like peculiar issues and those things, and there are things to talk about, you know, or there's sort of nuance to all these things, right? But last week's episode was really blanket and it was too, and the goal was, you know, this is this direction of conversation. This is what everybody's saying. This is what culture is saying right now. And I don't buy it. And if you don't buy it, that's good. We don't buy it together. And, or this, just generally, maybe you should think more closely about that. Think if that's something you want to do. Think, where is that coming from? And do you really stand by those things? Do you really think that you're going to get a positive fruit from those things? And as I was talking about that, you know, you have to acknowledge, like, church, and I know that a lot of my audience is probably church, like Christian, or grew up Christian, or, you know, you've been around Christian circles, or even just like organized religion. You know, you've been around, you came up in a strict religious and a religious environment, or you had a religious background, upbringing, or just conservative and like traditional. And, you know, when you talk about like beauty culture, from the church to religions to traditional religion to, you know, waiting for the marriage night, collecting the clothes, you know, those things, it's easy to really start to feel some type of way, particularly because as a woman, as a lady, because, you know, a lot of that pressure has been on ladies and women. And, you know, we can get into that entire conversation, but I feel like having a conversation does not take away from the fact that you can still choose blissful ignorance. You can still choose that this is still something of value, and I do not want to, because I'm standing in opposition to things that, like to restrictions or to sanctions and things placed on me without my permission, or just placed on me because of my gender. You don't have to now go to the other extreme, right? And it's you can't care about an issue without writing off everybody that seems to be part of the group that give rise to the issue. So, for example, you know, when people say men are scum, right? Personally, I do not know many scum men. I don't know if I know any personally, because I'm surrounded by very great men. Like, I think about my dad, my pastors, I think about my uncles, I'm surrounded by, and even past relationships, my friends, I'm surrounded by good guys, right? And so I will not say like men are scum, like, even this, I'm even not even going to joke about it, but I can agree that if a man rapes a woman, he should be punished for it. Like, there should be consequences. If somebody is maltreating, being abusive, you know, repressing the rights and things like that, there should be consequences. So I can't, like, you can stand for those issues without vilifying an entire group of people, right? Without throwing the baby away with the bathwater. That's it. Yeah. And so it's that idea. So when I was talking and thinking about beauty culture, because for a lot of ladies, you know, that grew up in church, it's like,
I was going to do it anyway, but like I started out saying, you know, some of that needs to be healed, because at some point, you know, with church culture, like, oh, wait till you're married, but then you're going to get married, and the goal is not for you to now be, I don't know, not have a beautiful sexual relationship in your marriage, right? And or to feel like this is taboo, because you can't just do that switch with your brain, and you cannot go through your entire life feeling like this is a thing of shame, this is a thing to avoid, this is terrible, this is and then just feel like one, you know, once you get to the altar and then come home, you're like, this is amazing, this is what I want to do, this is Bridgerton lies. Anyway, and so that's that. So again, going back to healing that mindset, but understand that for many people, when as I was talking, as you, hopefully it gave you some comfort and some encouragement, something to think about. But for people that grew up in like Christian culture, like I said, religious, traditional culture, it's like, maybe I was going to do that anyway, or maybe you're just trying to repress me as everybody else has tried to do all my life because of my gender. But all of that, again, thinking your own thoughts, reaching your own conclusions, what is the fruit going to be? And is this fruit that you want? And so, and again, you know, honestly, these days I have so many beautiful conversations with young ladies, and I'm so grateful for the trust. And you know, I've had those conversations, is kissing bad? Is kissing a sin? How far is too far? And that's not what this episode is about. But I think at some point, like I said, you have to decide, like, intention. What is the intent? Where are we going? And I just remember something my dad used to say, but anyway, what is the intent? You don't shut down, like, was it Proverbs that says, like, the mysteries in the world, like, the way of a man with a maiden or something like that in Proverbs. And is that, like, you can't just turn these things off. And so typically my advice on those issues is, it's not to be pushing the boundaries and seeing how far you can go. It's really respecting whatever it is that you're building in a relationship and building, like, deeper things and deciding for yourself, like, do I feel comfortable? Like, is this something that I'm proud of? Is this something that I can share with everybody? Is something that can be held responsible for? Is that sneaking around? Is that trying not to be bad? Is that, I don't stand by that. I stand by making clear-cut decisions, deciding what it is you stand for, what it is you want to do, and following through. And I think that that's important. So I guess this is what I'm going to use this episode to do, because I can't start what I actually intended to talk about. It's already 7 minutes plus. So we're just going to have to continue on this topic, on this thread of, you know, what is too far and how, you know, how far to go, where to stop. And it's just this idea of making your own judgments beforehand, deciding what you stand for. Like, what is the goal? Is the goal just to check all the boxes to say that you didn't make a mistake, or that you are a good child, or is it that you understand that this is something of value, this is something that we build to, this is something that we earn, that intimacy leads to sex, sex does not lead to intimacy. And that goes for all the levels, all the way to sex, all the levels up the way up. And people that say we can stop, I've not heard of anybody that successfully stopped. Maybe not that day, maybe they stopped that day, but you just open, and it's like, why open that can of not worms? Because again, we're trying to correct our perspective on sex, that it's not a terrible thing, it's not a bad thing, it's a beautiful thing when put in the proper place. Like water is great, but water can flood in a city, flood a nation. Water, fire is good for keeping cool, for making food. Fire can burn down a building. And it's that. And so it's, what is the intention? Like, why don't we just keep that and realize that there are so many other ways to explore intimacy. There are so many other ways to get closer to somebody. There's so many other things to put on the table before your person. And we have to understand that a lot of these things is just pure conditioning. Conditioning from movies, conditioning from novels. And if there's something that I've repeated so much in the past couple of episodes, is this idea of thinking your own thoughts, having your own convictions, and knowing why. If the only reason why you think that you should lean over for a kiss is because you've watched every rom-com movie you've watched, it got to a point where you smiled at each other, and where they smiled at each other, and it's like, the perfect thing for this connection, to solidify this connection, is to kiss. guy, is that a valid reason? And it's just that thing. And I feel like anything that you feel that you might have shame over, you don't need more shame in life. You don't need that foothold for the devil. You don't need that. And that's like if you're a person of faith or just that confusion as just a normal person. Because like I said in one of the earlier episodes, all those things, all the touchy things, to be honest, they cloud people's judgment. I was talking to another set of young people, and these people, they were not even looking for advice because they're woke. But they were just talking around me, and it was just really funny, and you know, about boyfriends and things like that. And I was listening to some of these other girls, and they were just talking, and I just could, it wasn't, it's like the, I'm not that old, but you could hear the immaturity. You could hear the, oh, you just don't have the experience yet. In a couple of years, totally different song you'll be singing, totally different. And it's that idea that we are so into culture. We're so, from the movies to the adverts to the books to the talks to everything that's happening, we're constantly being fed what we should be thinking, how we should be acting, what we should be saying. And the more you start to step out of that and decide, what do I stand for? Who am I? What do I believe in? Who do I believe in? What does that require of me? What does that demand from me? The more we do that, I think the more beautiful life you're going to have, the more beautiful life you're going to have, and the more consistent the life you're going to have, the more that you will feel like yourself. And again, going back to faith, I think purity is such a beautiful thing. It's so powerful. Purity, not just in the act, purity in thought, purity in words, purity in ideas, and then purity in the act as well. Just being pure. Whatever that looks like, keeping your mind innocent, keeping your mind open to the actual important things, being able to have conversations with people without thinking random things, being able to be more objective. Like I said, I've talked about this, like we're all not really objective, we're all subjective, but it's like knowing where your subjectivity is. Like my worldview is not objective, like it's based on my faith. And I know that, like, that's it. It's not really a biased thing, because the thing about my faith is that my faith is the truth. That is part of my faith. And so in that sense, like I say, it's objective. But I understand that I have Christian lenses. And I've chosen, I will follow Jesus. Those are the lenses I'm going to have forever. But I know that, right? I know that. I know how that influences every decision I make. And so every decision I make is tied to that. And so if we are ever having like a confrontation and you're questioning something I'm doing, I can tell you why I did it. And if I did something silly and you can actually hold me to, I can tell you, yo, that was legit silly, because based on my worldview, I shouldn't have done that. And it's the same thing with all these things. It's hard to say you do that and then you're gonna do that, because nobody does that. People do what they want to do. And so with the podcast, that's why my goal at the end of the day is to give you things to think about. Like, you cannot get to a point and say, I've thought this through, I'm Christian like Bimi, I want to do that too like her. That's perfect, but you need to get there. You need to get there. Because once you get there, then all these questions, how far is too far? How should I stop? Where should I stop? You won't have this question because you know where you stand. But then that doesn't eliminate the fact that you have to put safeguards in place, right? You know, avoid being in certain places with certain people alone, you know, going in groups, things like those are boundaries you need to make. But it comes from what do you believe is the right way to do this thing? What do you believe your goal is? What is the intention? If the intention is to build intimacy with somebody, there are more ways than putting yourself on the table and sacrificing yourself on the table for the intent, for this intention. There's having conversations, there's thinking things through, there's asking, why exactly do you want to do this? And for some people, it's like, oh, it was just the moment. Again, a lot of this, it was just the moment, is the result of watching too many movies. But I digress. And I come back to my main point of purity culture and talking to like Christian people and Christian girls, or people that grew up in organized religions or in traditional settings, in conservative settings and things like that, that have a tough time and a lot of shame around the topic of sex and all the things leading up to sex, you know, the kissing, everything, foreplay, whatever that leads up to sex. And it's this idea that where do you stand now as a person? What do you believe? What are your intentions with respect to these things? And letting those draw the boundaries for you and sticking to those boundaries. I think on next episode, I'm going to talk really about once those boundaries are in place and what that means going forward. Yes. I can't wait to listen to this back, but I really hope it makes sense and I communicated what I wanted to communicate. This has been the Jumaa Girl Podcast. As always, I'm so excited and so grateful that you tuned in. Till next week, keep going after your dreams. Love the life you have. Build the life you want. Bye, guys.